total reason called this a slobcast.
This is This Awful Podcast. Episode 31. Christopher Columbus was a whiny bitch.
Okay, here we go. A short version.
We're back.
Okay.
We're back. So, Chris, Monday is Columbus Day. Mm. Also known as Indigenous Peoples Day, as it should be. You know what's funny is I saw commercials for some recreation of the Mayflower. The come experience the joyous sale of the Mayflower. I'm like, ooh, that wasn't joyous for everybody.
Yeah, that seemed like a pretty bleak situation.
Yeah. Oh, but it created the nation. Mm, yeah.
Birth of a nation. Great thing to cite.
Ooh, actually.
Changed my mind.
Actually, a very bad thing. With Columbus Day, people have feelings about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So somebody from one of the city's major papers, the Boston Herald. Thank God we're a two-paper town, by the way.
Always.
Thank God.
Never stop thinking about that.
Because, man.
I'm pretty excited about this one.
The title, A Lot Has Changed Since Christopher Columbus's Day. This is an op-ed by a man named Peter Lucas.
Pretty wild thesis, but okay. I'll allow it.
So I get the feeling this is sort of a conceptual op-ed, so you're going to have to bear with me here.
All right. Wow.
Flying from Rome to Boston on Alitalia on Columbus Day, I fell asleep and dreamed that Christopher Columbus was seated beside me. He had the window seat. Okay.
Now, first of all, it isn't even Columbus Day yet.
Right. So, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today is, we're recording this on Friday/Saturday.
Yeah.
Actually, it has
not
just,
to steal the magic from you.
What did I do wrong? He asked in my dream. Why do people hate me? I'm not sure, I said.
Oh, good reply.
Okay, good. Yep.
Got him there.
How did I go from a hero to a bum?
Missed opportunity to say hero to zero.
Well, I said, people look at things differently these days. Could it be because of that awful portrait Sebastiano de Piombo painted of me? He made me look like a thug or a mafia don. I may not have been the best-looking guy around, but I wasn't that bad.
Yeah, everyone hates Christopher Columbus because they're body-shaming
him.
Yeah, because
of how he looks.
It's unfortunate.
No, I don't think it was that, I said. Not entirely, anyway.
Wow, this is some really good writing, by the way.
Yeah.
So he's just, like, asking questions. He's like, I don't know. Maybe.
What you're not hearing is that Peter Lucas is a fourth grader. No, he's not.
Oh, I was like, oh, Mike.
Oh, you believe me? Jesus Christ. No, I don't think it was that, I said. Not entirely, anyway. Then what? He looked out the window at the shining sea below. You know, he said, it took me 42 hard days in a rat-infested boat with a mutinous crew to sail from Spain to the New World. Now Italia does it in 9 hours. Oh, well, you know.
I guess we have Christopher Columbus to thank for airplanes.
8, actually, I said, if the conditions are right.
God.
This writing fucking sucks. The Boston Herald should burn to the ground.
It's incredible it exists.
I know how to navigate, Columbus said, a bit miffed. I made 4 voyages across the sea from the old world to the new. I was a hero, the man who discovered America. I did amazing things. I was Admiral of the Ocean. They named things after me, built statues in my honor, and made Columbus Day a holiday.
All right, I don't think any of us didn't know that.
He was quiet for a while. He was on his 3rd glass of wine, sipping it slowly. How do you like
good
the
color?
How do you like the Merlot? I asked.
Come on, Jesus.
It is weak, not like the Spanish grappa we had aboard the Santa Maria.
Fucking killers.
That grappa was so strong, it killed the worms swimming in it. Good protein, worms. We would have made the crossing in half the time if the crew wasn't drunk half the time. Wow, that's terrible writing, dude.
I cannot believe that this is in the newspaper.
We would have made the crossing in half the time if the crew wasn't drunk half the time. I miss those days.
We would have made the trip in half the time if the crew wasn't drunk half the time.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that the first time. That is fucking tremendously horrible. Wow.
I miss those days. Alitalia should have grappa. Well, the reason people turned against you is because you killed and enslaved the indigenous people you met in the Caribbean and elsewhere, I said. They were a pristine people who had their own culture and civilization. You wrecked it. That's your problem.
Pristine culture?
They were a pristine people who had their own culture and civilization. Yeah. That's fake news, Columbus said. I was a man of my times. I did what everybody did. That's the way life was back then. Besides, those indigenous people were killing and enslaving each other before I came along.
Holy fucking shit.
He pulled a dog-eared copy of the log from his first voyage.
Oh, yeah.
He opened it to an entry dated October 12, 1492, when he encountered friendly indigenous natives on San Salvador. He said, "It goes like this. Many of the men I have seen have scars on their bodies, and when I made signs to them to find out how this happened, they indicated that people from nearby islands come to San Salvador to capture them. I believe the people from the mainland come here to take them as slaves. I think they can very easily be made Christians, for they seem to have no religion. Hmm. If it pleases our Lord, I will take six of them to Your Highness, Isabella, when I depart in order that they might learn our language. See, I wasn't such a bad guy at all. I see. We all did it. Why am I singled out as the bad guy? Didn't you guys come? What?
That was supposed to be like exonerating?
Seemingly.
Oh, I thought that he was doing something or setting something up there.
No.
Wow, that's...
No, just saying, I see.
Oh,
it goes on, Chris.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
We all did it. Why am I singled out as the bad guy? Christopher Columbus is a whiny bitch.
Yeah.
Didn't you guys come to America, kill the Indians, and steal their land? I'm told now that the few Indians left are imprisoned in casinos. Is that true? Well, something like that, I allowed. But how are you being punished today? You call this place America, Columbus said. It was given that name by a dimwit German scholar in a pamphlet after I was dead. He claimed that Amerigo Vespucci discovered this place, not me. That snowflake called it America. You're lucky he didn't call it Vespucci. Otherwise, you'd be living in the United States of Vespucci.
Ha! Wow, I'd hate that.
Amerigo Vespucci was my student. He lived in my house. I trained him. He sailed after me in my wake. And he took slaves just like me. So he gets a country named after him and I get the shaft. It's that idiot German and the lousy portrait that did it. If it wasn't for that, this place would be called the United States of Columbus. Take a knee on that injustice, Columbus said, and get me some grappa. What a fucking trash, terrible article. That's it.
What? Wow, that is a lot. That is a lot, dude.
So
hey, check it out. I was just going to kidnap them and like make them be Christians.
And that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
So in this guy's little daydream, the image of Christopher Columbus rationalized being a piece of shit and whined about Amerigo Vespucci and said everybody had slaves. All those savages were killing each other. That's pretty much what he said. Let's take him back to Spain and make him Christian.
Yeah. Well,
cool.
Yeah, there were certain kinds of people being turned into slaves, I think. Who is Peter Lucas?
He's just some op-ed guy, I guess.
I've never heard of him.
In the Boston Herald.
What's going on here?
Is he like some sort of weirdo centrist?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, God. I hate him even more.
I can't believe... That whole thing. Like, what the hell was the point of reading that? What am I supposed to walk away thinking? Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yeah, I guess from that article, you were supposed to get that... Christopher Columbus was kind of misunderstood because what he was doing bad, everybody was doing bad, except for the indigenous people that he came over here and killed. But
yeah, and I feel like the whole thing, you guys have different wine now. Oh, you have airplanes now. Why did you make an ugly picture of me?
I think Peter Lucas just needs a friend.
Yeah.
What's really going on here.
Peter Lucas, shut the fuck up. You ding dong.
We have one voicemail and we have one SMS, actually. This message says, I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I'd like to kiss my own butt.
All right. Well, thank you, Moses Lack.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. That was good. So we do have a voicemail from 860, the 860 area code.
Which is
Connecticut.
Fucking nutbag state liker over here.
Somebody who called during lunch, which, you know, I hope that they weren't on the clock during the...
I hope they were on the toilet.
Oh, that would be the best.
That'd be so funny.
Well, sounds like we're going to find out.
Hey, boys, it's Jake Bag of Donuts. I'm glad to see that your
Antifa
checks have cleared, and you can now pay your phone bills. So I was going to call you...
That's not...
last episode, when you were talking about people who handle your food and why you don't fuck with them. I have a really good story. About 15, 16 years ago, I was working at Friendly's. I was a cook.
Oh, boy.
And the day prior, I had the day off. I helped someone move. I got $50. I went and pierced my dick. So, these two things do intersect. I was working a dinner shift. I was a cook. And some dickhead made one of my favorite waitresses, who I was trying to sleep with, cry. So she came to me, and I doled out some vigilante justice. The guy ordered some chicken strips with extra honey mustard. I, having a freshly pierced dick,
had been
working a double shift. I was sweaty and gross because it's hot as hell back there. I went back. I stirred his honey mustard with my dick.
Jesus Christ.
And just thinking about it is fucking gross.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Wow.
Put it on this tray, watched him take a bite, and that's it. Like, he just ate it. No idea. But it's a good story. And it really is why you don't fuck with, you know, people who handle your food. And that's it.
I agree. I agree. Thank you, Jake. Wow. Honey mustard was one of my favorite dipping sauces. Never again. Never again. Even if it's in a sealed package, I will not fucking eat it now.
I love that the pierced dick is really not important at all.
He could have just said, I just stirred it with my dick.
It would still be gross, pretty much gross either way. That was probably the least unsettling thing. Well, Jake...
Also, why pierce your dick? Come on, dude.
Well, you know, it was the 90s, I'm sure, and people were piercing everything back then. Thanks for that info, Jake.
Jake, have you considered dipping your dick in ranch?
Ooh, yeah, that would have been funnier.
Cool Ranch.
This Awful Podcast is produced by me, Mike G, and Chris Caesar. We are at This Awful Pod on Twitter, and you can tell us what you think about us and our questionable life choices at 1-833-SOYBOYS. Music for this episode provided by the Audio Network. That's it for now. See yous all next time.
You're an irresponsible ass, and my wife probably got sick because of you.